Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and every year, one of my favorite things to talk about on the radio is the Westmoreland Fair. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Spahn, and she is the Fair Secretary for the Westmoreland Fair. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So let's start off. Let's talk about the when, where, why, how, and who. So what is the date of this year's Westmoreland Fair?
Yeah, so this year, the 2023 fair will be August 18th through the 26th. So that's the Friday through the following Saturday. So 9 whole days of the fair. So we open at 4 p.m. on Friday the 18th.
Oh, that's so exciting. So let's talk about the fair. In terms of everybody, the first thing everybody thinks about, I think, of course, is the farming and the agriculture and the connection to agriculture. So we're going to
Yes.
take a look at that first. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why the fair exists to promote agriculture?
Yeah, so most of the fairs that you'll see, specifically in Pennsylvania and surrounding states, the main reason we have them is to promote the Pennsylvania number one industry, which is agriculture. So this is when all the farmers and people who are involved in the agriculture industry, they get to come together and display their hard work. So they come together in their specific area expertise and they get to showcase that here at the Westmoreland Fair. So you can think of anything from, your traditional dairy cattle to your beef cattle, all the way to your meat rabbits. And then you can go to your non-livestock items, such as like your scarecrows and your vegetables, flowers, your crocheting, your quilts. That here at the fair is where you can showcase those items. So you can have your quilt on display, you can demonstrate how you milk your milking cow, your dairy cow, and you can showcase, your ultrasounds of your market lambs and all those things involved in agriculture. So this is your chance to see it all come together.
That is wonderful. I noticed also, besides the showcase, because you can go in and you can see the showcases of all like everything that you just listed, you also have attractions that promote agriculture. So things like bee educated, I'm assuming that's the bee display and
Yes, yeah, and
the
that you can
milking.
sample honey straight from them bees. And then another awesome display that we have that promotes, how agriculture goes from animal to good is the spinning and sheep shearing demonstrations. That is where they will show you how they shear the sheep to get that fiber. And then from the fiber, they spin it. And then they produce the end product, which could be a sweater or a scarf. And here at the Westmoreland Fair is where you can see that being done. It's a great opportunity to educate, the new generations coming up as to where those fibers come from, where the honey comes from, and your food, where does the steak you're eating at night come from? This is where you can really see that.
Then I see too that you have the petting zoo out because you want this to be an interactive event, right? So
Yeah,
not so
yes.
kids are showcasing these animals, but you also make sure people can pet them, and then the petting zoo as well, correct?
Yeah, we have a petting zoo here, and there's some exotic species in there that you might not get to see every day, at your local zoo or anything like that. And then we also have camel rides, so you can actually take a ride on, the camel at the petting zoo.
Wonderful. Let's talk about then when you move into one of the very first things that happens of the fair is the Fair Queen contest. So go ahead and tell us about that.
Yes. So, you should know a lot about that since you're our, famous MC. You get to host that every year. So that's our first event of the fair, and that kind of kicks off our Westmoreland Fair, and that is crowning the new fair royalty, the Queen and Princess and her court. So last year we were lucky, our Queen and Princess were actually twins, Emma and Addison Heater of Clarksburg. They're local girls who have started since, you know, they were born. They were born on a farm, and they were able to just learn from their own experience and take that here into other fairs as well, their knowledge, and help promote, you know, the agriculture industry. And so they are the 2022 Westmoreland Fair Queen and Princess. And so this year, Emma Heater, she'll be able to crown the 2023 Westmoreland Fair Queen. And that is at 7 o'clock on Friday, the first day of the fair. And, you know, Miss Jennifer Mealy will also be there.
So. I'm excited. And the Diocese of Greensburg is happy to be a sponsor. I know you have a partnership with this radio station, WHJB. My old stomping grounds, WTAE, is always a supporter of the event.
Yes.
You know, we're really excited about this. I think this is the hands down the best event in the county for the whole year. So I think it's going to be great. You know,
and they're truly the ambassadors for our fair too, because they'll go out into the community and they'll do book readings. They'll be at parades and other, you know, agriculture events, just really promoting, you know, agriculture.
So one of the things that kids, I think, really are drawn to there is most certainly the demolition derby and the tractor pull. So tell us a little bit about those.
Yes. So our grandstand, we have 9 full days of great events. The more popular ones are our demo derbies. We'll have 3 nights of the demo derbies. The first day will be our Sunday, and then it'll be Wednesday, and then the following Saturday. And that Saturday, which closes our fair, is always the big championship one. You don't want to miss that one. But on top of the demo derbies, we have the big truck and tractor pulls, as well as the local farm and tractor pull, truck and tractor pulls. And then this year, we're also highlighting 2 nights of motocross. It's such a big event here in Westmoreland County. So we're going to feature motocross the first 2 nights of Friday and Saturday. And then this year, we're also bringing in a new rodeo company called Red Eye Rodeo. They're putting on a full rodeo, and that will happen the Monday of our fair. And then lastly, everyone's absolute favorite is the Monster Truck Show. So this year on Tuesday, August 22nd, we'll have Monster Truck Freestyle. And that is, it just brings, you know, the whole family out. Everybody likes a, you know, good Monster Truck Show.
Oh my goodness. It sounds amazing. And you're fortunate too, that you have the space to be able to do that. So that's at the main arena. Most of these are at the main arena.
Yeah. So all those big events are at the Grandstand Arena.
That's right.
Now pricing for that is a little different. So what's included in your $7 admission? And again, it is just $7 to get into the fair, which hasn't changed since 2001. We have not raised our prices since then. So over 20 years, we've kept it, you know, family affordable. So what's included in your $7 admission is your parking, rides are included, and then your admission to your agriculture exhibits and the commercial exhibits. But the grandstand is separate. So make sure you check our schedule and our website for the specific event you want to go to for the grandstand to get the correct pricing for that.
Wonderful. So much to see, so much to do at the Westmoreland Fair. Let's move into the food. You want to talk about the food
yes.
a little bit?
So I always say, just remember, fair food calories don't count. So you come and splurge, because, you know, they just don't count here at the fair. And especially if it's a hot day, you're sweating all those calories off. You're walking around seeing all the exhibits. Just, you know, have your pig out. Come, you know, eat a Polish barbecue, or have your Amers hot sausage. I mean, we have all of your traditional fan favorite foods here. You can get your chocolate covered bacon, your fried Oreos. It's just, you know, the food. That's what we're about here.
The nice thing is that they're there from start to finish, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if you get there late or you come right when it starts, the vendors are all up and running and ready to go.
Yeah, some of our vendors even open for breakfast. So if you're here super early watching an animal exhibit, so like for instance, Thursday, we start at 8 a.m. We start judging our horse halter classes then. So you need food then. So we do have some vendors who even open for breakfast. So there's always food around. And they're open until the crowd stays. So come and enjoy and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner here.
What's your favorite?
Oh man, that's a tough one. So it really depends on the day. So this will be my fifth fair, and I think I have it narrowed down to like what day I get what food. So I always have to get some Brewster's ice cream. That's always my favorite, and always a gyro from Almer's. I'm a gyro girl, Euro, however you know, the fans want to say it. I'm a gyro girl. That's always my go-to. I could eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then Brewster's ice cream for the side.
That's great. Well, you're familiar with it because you're so into it, but it's good to, for people who haven't been to the fair to hear these things because then they know what they can expect whenever they go there.
Yes, and we do have some new food vendors too, so you'll want to check them out as well.
How about the rides this year? How does that work?
Yeah, so the rides are included in your $7 admission, so you don't have to pay any extra for the rides. And it is always done by Tropical Amusement. They're actually a local company right here in Scottsdale. So they'll be doing our rides this year. We'll have at least 17 rides for people to enjoy. And their hours do vary, but they're always open till 11 p.m. each day of the fair. So make sure you check out, like I said, our website to get the specific times for which day you'll be visiting.
I see Senior Bingo is on the list.
Yeah. So Wednesday is our big senior day. So seniors 55 and older can get into the fair for just $3. Now, rides aren't included, but you know, most seniors don't really like to enjoy the rides. So they can enjoy Senior Bingo. So that will be from 1 to 3. And that's actually sponsored this year by the Westmoreland Performing Arts. So along with them hosting Bingo this year, there will be a special performance by them at the end. So everyone's welcome. You don't have to just be a senior, but it is free admission and you can win some pretty good prizes.
How about the bands?
Yeah, so this year we do have two great bands. To close our fair, we have Joy and Co. Band. Now they're going to be sponsored by WHJB. They're just, you know, a local band from Pittsburgh. And then we also have another band coming in the first Saturday, which is Random Play Band. They'll be down in the show arena. That is included in your general admission, so you don't need separate admission to go see those great bands.
Wow, that's pretty neat. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's nice to hear that music playing in the background when you're walking around and enjoying yourself, and then you can even go over and watch them do that, which is fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So you make sure that as well that you do focus on young people as well as seniors. And I see you have pedal power pool prizes for kids.
Yeah.
And you're also getting women involved in that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Pedal Power is a pretty cool event. I actually had never seen it until I started working for the fair. And it is kind of what you would think it is. So you see these big truck and tractors, you know, down in the grandstand pulling this heavy sled. That's kind of what they do down in the show arena. They hook a little tractor, like a pedal tractor, up to a sled. And you pedal as hard and as fast as you can until you can't no more and it's too much weight. And there's so many different classes. Like you mentioned, there's even a women's class. There's different age group classes for that. It's a pretty cool event to see. And that's down in the show arena. So again, that's included in your admission.
I always enjoy going over and looking at the cake and pie contest. Do you want to
talk about that a little bit? Yeah, so that's a good one. We always never have any challenges finding judges for that either. Of course, who wouldn't want to judge a contest like that? And what's great about our baking competitions is the first place winner of our fair gets to go to the state competition in Hershey, or I'm sorry, in Harrisburg, in January to, fight for the state title. This year, our winner was Jennifer Lang. She had our best chocolate cake, so she was able to go this past January and, try. To beat out everybody else in this state. It's a good time. It's a good event to go and see. Unfortunately, you don't get to sample them, but you can at least see what their recipes are and tweak your own if you need it.
The 4-H kids are really outstanding this week. I mean, they work for this week.
Yes. And a lot of the 4-H and FFA projects start well over a year before that fair. So, I mean, you can't just, expect your show cow to know what he's doing when he gets in the ring. So these kids truly work from the time, their animal or project is born the whole way to, potential market time. So these kids really work throughout the entire year, not just fair week, to really showcase their hard work. And this is where they can do that. And a lot of the exhibitors, they go to the surrounding fairs, and it's just a good camaraderie of agriculture and the youth getting involved. And we had seen a decline for a while, but the Westmoreland County 4-H is doing such a good job into getting those numbers back to where they were. And it's not just livestock, and that's something that like I never knew because I unfortunately didn't grow up in the 4-H world, so I had no idea until I actually joined the fair family. And it's not just the animals, it's anything from growing your roses in your garden to your crocheting, cross stitching, anything you can think of that's related to agriculture, these 4-H kids, they put it on display here. And it's an all year project for them.
Sarah Swan is the fair secretary for the Westmoreland Fair. She's today's guest on Westmoreland Community Connections. Thanks for listening to WHJB. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy talking today with Sarah Swan. She's the fair secretary for the Westmoreland Fair. Just before the break, you started to talk a little bit about the incidental decline that you saw in participation with 4-H and FFA as you were moving forward with the fair. Was that a COVID a factor in that, do you think?
Yeah, so we definitely believe that COVID was a big factor in that, unfortunately. I mean, just because we did have to cancel the fair, just like most of the fairs that you saw in our state and surrounding areas. And they just weren't able to guarantee, their animal was, going to go to market. So there was a slight decrease in that just because there wasn't any place to showcase their items. But we have definitely seen an increase back in. So, they're getting back into the swing of things, starting their projects, and getting into the groove of it.
That's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about, I remember you said even the year that you came back for a fair after COVID, the participation had gone down, but it's gone back up. But what I mean to say is that, like you said, I mean, it takes a lot of money to buy these animals, to raise them, to prepare them, and then if they don't get sold, it's really hard to reinvest in the next year's animal, correct?
And so that's why our market is so it's such a crucial part of our fair. It's where these, kids can go and they go out to, organizations and other sponsors to try to get, top dollar for their project. They worked so very hard on this, and they raised their, animal to be, grand supreme, premier showman, and it's their chance to just continue their education And a lot of these kids, they do use that as like a scholarship opportunity. So our auction, you know, at the end of the fair is such a crucial part in some of their lives, you know, to continue their, you know, activity in agriculture.
Mm. It's wonderful. Now let's talk about fair funding, because I think it's a misnomer. People think that you are funded by the county or that you have some kind of revenue stream. That's just absolutely not true.
Yes. Yeah, so we get that very often, probably at least once a day. So we are not a county fair. A lot of people think it's Westmoreland County Fair, but we have actually no affiliation with the county. We're a private nonprofit organization, 501c3. And so just like any other nonprofit, we're in that same boat. So we get no funding from the county. But we, you know, we raise, you know, funds by sponsorship and our vendors. So, you know, we can have a fair every year. But yeah, we're not a county fair. We're not county grounds. Even our land is private. So, you know, we're just Westmoreland Fair.
You rely heavily on the sponsor. So let's talk about sponsorship, how important that is, how you go about getting it. And why don't you talk to me about some of your biggest supporters?
Yeah, so we do have some fabulous sponsors. They are who help, I mean, they truly help this fair continue year after year. Without them, like I said, we don't have county funding. They're what, you know, pays the bills essentially. So we have some big names. So like People's Gas, they're the grandstand sponsor. So every time you see the grandstand, you'll see People's in front of it. Silvis Landscaping, they do the wonderful job keeping our grounds so beautiful. We have CNX, they're a pretty new sponsor, as well as Still City Media, Wish Radio, WTAE, some of the ones that you mentioned. And some other big ones, like you mentioned, Jennifer, the Diocese of Greensburg, they're crucial in our Queen contest. And then we have some other ones that are new. Adelphi Village is new this year, as well as Republic Services. They have come along and joined the Westmoreland Fair team as a sponsor, and we're happy to welcome them. And like I said, they're what's truly keeping the fair afloat, as well as our vendors too. So we do take in revenue from our vendors, you know, so they can, you know, make money here at the fair. And it's a good time, especially for our sponsors. You know, they get recognized for, you know, their contributions, and so, you know, it's good for them to get exposure. And we do have quite a few attendees. Last year, we were able to have about 63,000 people come through our fair gates. Wow. Yeah. So,
are you serious?
So we actually broke records last year, especially for our last Saturday. At one point on the fairgrounds, there was 13,000 people. So it was a big year for us, and we're hoping for many, many good years. Whether you want to say that was from COVID, people, you know, had cabin fever, we sure hope to see them every year though.
Well, I think you do a good job of advertising it too. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, you can hardly miss it wherever you are in the county, which is great. And I think it's so advantageous to have the media partners, because, you know, they're out there promoting it as well.
Yes.
Which is really important. And, you know, that's really exciting. Okay. So if you're listening at home and you want to learn more about the Westmoreland Fair, you want to look at the schedule, where do people go?
Yeah. So the easiest place to find everything fair related is our website, which is westmorelandfair.com. On that website, you'll find anything from our sponsors to information about being a vendor to our exhibitor guide. That exhibitor guide is crucial if you want to enter anything into the fair. So I don't know, Jennifer, if you cross stitch or if you make jewelry, anything like that. That exhibitor guide is where you're going to go to get your entry forms and all the contest rules and everything. You'll find it on our website, which is westmorelandfair.com, under the entries tab. So just go on there. Our schedule's on there, our admission, all the pricing, everything is right there at your leisure.
That's wonderful to be able to go on there and just look day by day about what's happening. And what about social? as well.
Yeah. So our social media is always booming. So go to our Facebook page. We're just Westmoreland Fair under there, as well as Instagram. You'll find all of the current, you know, events that we're having, not just during the fair either. We also have summer demo derbies and other events like that. So always check our Facebook and see what's happening.
That's wonderful. Wonderful to be able to connect with the community like that, for sure. So let's talk about you and your role. How did you land at the fair?
Oh boy. So like I mentioned earlier, I didn't get the chance to grow up in the 4-H FFA world. However, I was always here at the fair, whether it was just to stop by for dinner or lunch, you know, and go back home. But I was fortunate enough to start my career at Overlays Country Christmas, which is the light display here at the Westmoreland Fairgrounds. And then I just kind of never left. So when this position actually opened, they kind of sought me out a little bit since I was just always here. So it's a good role for me because I can flip-flop. I never have to leave the fairgrounds. So 6 months of the year, I'm here at the fair office, and 6 months of the year, I'm over at the Overlays office, which is, you know, here at the fairgrounds. So that's kind of how I got involved. And man, did I learn a lot when I came over here to the fair side. I just never knew how much actually went into the fair itself. It's truly an all hands on deck, so many diversities, you know, all different backgrounds. It's a good community here at the Westmoreland Fair.
So is this your busy time?
Yes, this is our busy time. So we're almost a month out from fair, if you can believe it or not. Like, where did June go? But yeah, this is when we start finalizing everything. So making sure all of our vendors are signed up and really mapping the grounds out. That's a big job. We have an entire vendor committee that takes care of that. So yeah, this is when we start really gearing up, getting the grounds to looking beautiful as always, and just finalizing everything. So this is kind of our busy time now.
And weather is important, right?
Yeah. So as all outside events, we're at the mercy of the weather. Unfortunately, we don't get to control that, but we have a great team at WTAE that keeps us updated on any storms in our area. So we're always keeping our visitors safe. Last year, we were pretty fortunate with weather. We didn't get too much rain, so we're crossing our fingers and hoping for another good weather week this year.
Oh, I hope so. I know it was beautiful last year. And I mean, I've emceed that Fair Queen contest for so long. There's been times I've been sweating for 2 hours, yeah. And other times where we have sweatshirts on because
yes.
You know, the rain's blowing, but the show always goes on.
The show always goes on. Yes. And we try our best to not have to cancel anything. So just like I said, fingers crossed for a good weather week.
Oh, it's a really exciting time. It's wonderful for children, your grandchildren, anyone you want to take out to the fair. You can't beat the admission. So let's go over everything one more time. If people are just joining us on WHJB, give me the dates, the admission price, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. So the Westmoreland Fair is happening August 18th through the 26th this year. It's a Friday through a Saturday. It's a whole 9 days. So you'll want to definitely make sure you put that on your calendar so you don't miss anything. And our admission, again, which hasn't changed since 2001, so over 20 years, we've kept it family affordable. It is $7. That includes your parking, amusement rides, admissions to all commercial and agriculture exhibits, and judging expositions. But the only thing that it doesn't include is your grandstand pricing. So it depends on what day you want to come and what event you want to see. But always check our website at westmorelandfair.com to get complete grandstand pricing for those events.
Give us the website address again.
westmorelandfair.com.
So there you have it. Everything you need to know about the Westmoreland Fair coming up in August. Sarah Swan, the fair secretary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Jennifer, for having me.
And thank all of you for listening to WHJB. Westmoreland Community Connections airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. If you have an idea for a guest on the show, please reach out to the station. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.